We've spoken till now about saying the bracha shechianu on a particular chefza, on a particular object or item, whether it's on new fruit or new clothes or new kelim or something like that. But what we haven't spoken about is some of the less tangible aspects of the bracha of shechianu. And one of the questions that comes up is the question, does one say a bracha of shechianu if a person does a mitzvah for the first time, or you haven't done a mitzvah for a long time? We know that we say the bracha of shechianu over seasonal celebrations, over the chagim, and we say bracha of shechianu, that's when we lay the Megillah for the first time, and when we blow the shofar for the first time in the year, etc., etc. But what if a person's never done a particular mitzvah at all in their lifetime? Do they say bracha of shechianu? The question comes up, the poskim address. Does a person say bracha of shechianu the first time they lay tefillin? Does a person say the bracha of shechianu the first time they go to mikveh? Does a woman say the bracha of shechianu the first time she lights Shabbat candles? All these questions. So there's a Gemara in Masechet Menachot on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Bet, which says, Tanya Hayal Medu Makriv Menachot Yerushalayim. If a Kohen was in Yerushalayim and offering up Menachot, meal offerings in the Beit HaMikdash, Omer Baruch Shechianu, they say the bracha of Shechianu. So the question is, why do they say the bracha of Shechianu? Rashi says it's because this is a mitzvah they've never done before. We're talking not talking about a regular kohen. We're talking about a kohen for the first time. He's offering up a korban mincha, or Rashi says any other korban. He's never done this avodah previously. Therefore, he says a bracha of Shechianu. However, Tosfot disagrees, and Tosfot says, no, we're talking about a Kohen who's part of the Mishmar. Now, in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, there were 24 Mishmarot. The Kohanim were divided into 24 groups, and each group came to Yerushalayim for 2 weeks of the year, and then each group was divided into seven Batei Avot, seven smaller groups, and each of those groups served one day of the week in the Beit HaMikdash. So if you were a Kohen, you got a chance to offer up a mincha, that's twice a year. That's 6 month intervals you'd serve in the Beit HaMikdash, and on one of those days you get a chance to offer up a korban mincha. And seeing as this was something which came seasonally every 6 months, so then you would say a bracha on the fact that I was part of the last cycle, and I'm part of this cycle as well. So you say the bracha because this is a seasonal mitzvah rather than something that you've never done before. And this fits in, of course, with our bracha understanding of the bracha of Shechianu over new fruits. We said previously that if you've got a fruit which has two seasons a year, it's produced in the spring and in the autumn, then you say a bracha of Shechianu each of those times. Whereas if a person that has that fruit or another fruit, but they've never had it before, that's in their lives, they've gone 10 years, 20 years, 30 years without eating this fruit, they wouldn't say the bracha of Shechianu. So we have a machloket between Rashi and Tosfot, whether you say a bracha of Shechianu on a mitzvah you've never done before. Rashi indicates that you do, Tosfot indicates that you don't. How do we pasken? So it's a little bit unclear. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Yoradeya Simon Kaf Chetz If Bet discusses the bracha of Shechianu for Shechita and for Kisui Hadam, covering the blood after a wild animal or a bird has been shechted. So the Ramah says that a person who shechts for the first time doesn't say bracha of Shechianu over the shechita, because that is taking away the life of an animal, but does say bracha of Shechianu over the kisui hadam, and that's obviously following the view of Rashi. However, the Shach disagrees and says, no, we've got lots of mitzvot. We see when a person gets married, when a person lays tefillin for the first time, we don't say Shechianu. So in actual fact, we don't paskin like the Ramah, we don't paskin like Rashi, and you don't say Brachav Shechianu the first time you do a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berura in the Bi'ur Halacha and Simon Kaf Bet in Orach Chaim, talking about tzitzit and putting tzitzit, new tzitzit on a garment, he makes the observation that if it's a mitzvah the person's never done before, seeing as there's a machloket about whether or not one should say the bracha of Shechianu, one should try and have a chiyuv from elsewhere, so that you'll be saying Shechianu on both of those mitzvot. As far as the mitzvah of getting married is concerned, there is actually discussion in the poskim. The Shachar said, we don't say Shechianu on getting married. The Aruch HaShulchan says there are two reasons why we don't. He doesn't mention the fact that you don't say Shechianu on a new mitzvah, which seemed to indicate that maybe he thinks that you do. That's what he says. There are two reasons why you don't say Shechianu on getting married. He says that there's a reason why you don't say Brachav Shechianu on getting married. And that's because that's the main simcha is at the time of the Nisuin, the second part of the marriage ceremony. But you can't say Brachav on that because you've already done the Kiddushin previously. And you can't say Brachav Shechianu on the Kiddushin because that's not the Ikka Simcha of the Mitzvah. Interestingly, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Moruk Tzia, he says that it is correct to say the bracha of Shechianu when you get married, either because it's the first time that you're doing a mitzvah, or because minimally it's no different to when you see a friend that you haven't, you're very excited to see and you haven't seen for a while, you would say the bracha of Shechianu. In practice, I think we don't. I usually advise a chatan that to say the bracha of Shechianu over his new suit or his new talit or whatever it is, and have in mind also the mitzvah of getting married, because in general we say we pass in like Tosfot, and we say that you don't say Brachav Shechianu doing a mitzvah for the first time. It's worth flagging up that the Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings the Sefer Chassidim, which talks about a person who got married to a woman he didn't like, but she was very wealthy, and that's why he married her. So he says that he says the brachav hatov v'hametiv on the fact that he's amassing wealth, and also the brachav dayan ha'emet on the fact that he's marrying a woman that he doesn't like. Rabbi Yaakov Emden thinks that both of those are brachot levatala. Mishbrua quotes it, and so does the Magen Avraham. They don't say anything. I have to say that aside from the halachic considerations, I think if a person feels so badly about his new wife that he needs to say brachav dayan ha'emet over her, then I would strongly advise such a person against getting married, certainly to that woman. Ad kam.